It's time to talk fishing. Thanks to Hartley's Hunting and Fishing on Gold Central Victoria.
And joining us to talk fishing, Jeff Cramer. Jeff, good evening to you.
Evening, Daniel, and evening to all our listeners.
Lovely to have your company tonight. And talking all things fishing, firstly, Jeff, what's the latest with the Golden Tag competition?
Yeah, look, it's been going along. I don't think they've been catching big heaps of them, but I just see the latest Victorian Fishing Authority report that the number 70 tag fish has been caught, which was a lovely 58-centimetre Murray cod caught in the Goulburn River just between Shepparton and Maroubna.
Okay.
Came through there 2 days ago, actually. And so $2,000 went to a local gentleman there who took his grandkids fishing. I mean, what better could you do? So
fantastic.
And he hasn't been fishing for probably 3 years, so... Yep. My guess it would have been his shout for Maccas on the way home.
Is that what they call beginner's luck?
Yeah, I think so. He said he's not a regular fisherman, but he does like it when he goes out. I reckon he'll be going out every week now. But look, there's plenty more of these tag fish out there that are clearly marked, and the tag is up in the near the dorsal fin of the fish. It's quite obvious to them, so get out there and get them. And $2,000 can't be sneezed at.
Indeed, and it's not bad at all for essentially a day's work if you get it. Jeff, what's the latest with the native fish stocking program?
Yeah, well, look, each year Fisheries Victoria stock they have two distinctly different stocking programs. One is the all of the trout, and that's usually done in the autumn and spring months.
Yep.
Now with the native fish stockings, they go right through the summer months because they're much more tolerant to heat for the distribution process. So this season they're on target to stock up to 8 million.
Wow.
And most of these what we call small fry. There are a few bigger ones, but they're around like 25 millimetres or about an inch in the old system.
Mm-hmm.
And these fish won't be catchable for at least 4 to 5 years.
Yep.
So these stockings are an investment into the future. But with one of the recent stockings, I noted Crusoe Reservoir, I think it's just a kangaroo flat there.
Yep.
It includes 20,000 silver perch along with 5,000 golden perch. Now, these silver perch, when I was a kid, we'd call them brim or grunters because when you grab them to take them off the hook, they curl the body and grunt.
Okay.
So they make quite a distinctive noise, and they've got very sharp spines on them too, so you've got to be careful. But they be interesting to see how they go. They're a very strong fighting fish. Can be a bit of a nuisance when they're smaller because they attack your bait, and small mouths, so a little bit difficult to catch. But these all these waters locally that have been getting tens of thousands and probably up to millions of fish in total. Places like Tullarip Reservoir, Cancurran Reservoir, and Crusoe Reservoir being one as well. In the longer term, with the improvement of the fishery, we may need improved access, and we will need community members that go there regularly to give feedback to not only the Victorian Fishing Authority, but they can do that through VR Fish, the peak recreational fishing body, in regard to things like fishing platforms, jetties, stiles that might help access over the fence, parking areas, etc. And these can be funded out of our RFL trust fund, where all the licences that people buy, all that money goes in and gets allocated to all of these projects.
Yeah.
But it will have to happen with, say, the approval and support of local waterway managers as such.
Yeah, sure. And just finally, Jeff, if you wouldn't mind, if we're planning on going out this weekend to try our luck at not only trying to catch a golden tag fish, but a fish in general, where can we head along and try and get one?
Lake Wendouree has been going pretty well early morning and evening. There's been a lot of what is it, canoeing and, and also rowing regattas there lately. So middle of the day, access is a little bit hard, so be wary of that. Newland Reservoir, Tullaroop Reservoir, Mirrabooka Reservoir, they're all good. But once again, early morning, I've even been snaring a few out at Mirrabooka, so that's a good spot. Cancurran Reservoir still going well for a lot of golden perch. Most of those are on the smaller side, just size just around the 30 centimetres, but there has been up some up over 60 centimetres. They're beautiful fish, and that's a nice spot to go. And the other spot, the Loddon River from Newbridge through to Bridgewater for Murray Cod, one local angler from Ballarat got one around 80 centimetres there on spinner bait. So there's plenty of spots to go, and it looks like the weather will be a bit cooler. Might be wet, but you can always put a raincoat on and stay dry and enjoy the fishing anyway.
Indeed. All right, Jeff, thank you very much for your time this evening. We'll do it all again next week.
No worries, Daniel. Catch you then.